I can literally start immediately. A wee mowit. I can start immediately. A wee mowit. How you like that, dude? A wee mowit.
We on.
Hello. welcome to the 2025 ESPYs. I'm so excited to be here in front of so many amazing athletes. World champion Freddie Freeman is here. Give it up for Freddie. Yeah. WNBA legend Deanna Taurasi is here. Give it up for her. My bad on that. SGA is here. Give it up for SGA. Hell yeah, bro. And now everybody sitting around him is in foul trouble. Megan Rapinoe could not make it tonight. Nice. No? We're going to pretend she's a good time. All right. John Jones and Nate Diaz are here. Hell yeah. Actually, I had a couple drinks with those guys last night at the hotel, and it was terrifying. Donald Trump wants to stage a UFC fight on the White House lawn. The last time he staged a fight in D.C., Mike Pence almost died. All right. You don't have to do that. It was fine. I didn't write it. Actually, there was supposed to be an Epstein joke here, but as it got deleted... Must have probably deleted itself, right? Probably never existed, actually. Let's move on as a country and ignore that. The New York Knicks had a great season. Hell yeah. Karl Anthony Towns is here. Hey, girl. Max Crosby is here. Max, I hope you had a good Juneteenth, brother. That guy's weird. Four-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players. That's crazy. You clap for that. Simone Biles is here. Yeah, hell yeah. It's not bad. Simone Biles is 4'8" and has 7 gold medals. She's short and has a lot of gold. When she's not competing, she leads a quiet life at the base of a rainbow. It's a leprechaun joke. If you tell Simone a riddle and she can't answer it, she has to give you all of her gold medals. That was the best one. Joe Rogan actually wanted me to be here to host this award show so that I could capture Adam Silver because Joe thinks he's an alien. And Donald Trump wanted me to be here to capture Juan Soto for the same reason. It's an alien joke. What are you booed up there, dude? Shut up. Aaron Rodgers did not take the vaccine because he predicted it would be bad for him. And then he joined the New York Jets. So maybe he wasn't right about everything. Shador Sanders had his jersey number retired at Colorado this year, and people are saying it's because of nepotism, because of his father, and it's not. It's because he went 13-12 over his career, and he almost won the Alamo Bowl. Definitely not nepotism, right? All right. It's a big year for the WNBA. I love Caitlin Clark. Hell yeah. Caitlin Clark, she and I have a lot in common. We're both whites from the Midwest who have nailed a bunch of threes. All right, there you go. Lighten up a little. This is not serious. We'll see about this one. When Caitlin Clark retires from the WNBA, she's going to work at a Waffle House so she can continue doing what she loves most, fist fighting black women. Yeah, hell yeah. Who yelled? Drewski? Thank you, bro. Oh, John Jones. Yeah. What are you, nut jobs over there? Hell yeah. Shohei Ohtani couldn't make it tonight. Man, I hope his interpreter didn't bet that he was going to be here. Shohei is a once-in-a-generation talent. No one's been able to do what he does at so many positions. Pitcher, hitter, and bookie. A bookie is what Bill Belichick reads to his girlfriend before bedtime. They do. They read The Very Horny Caterpillar. The Little Engine That Could But Needed a Pill First. And of course, the classic Goodnight Boobs. That was my favorite one. I'm not trashing Bill Belichick. First off, he's 73 years old and he's dating a hot 24-year-old and people are criticizing him? What happened to this country? It used to be a great country. He won 6 Super Bowls. Yeah, he's dating a hot 24-year-old. Maybe if you guys won 6 Super Bowls, you wouldn't be sitting next to a fat, ugly dog wife. They let me do it. I don't... This is Disney. They allowed that. I'm going to tell you a story. I was at a... we should have taken that out. I had doubts going into that. That didn't work all week. Actually, it was a good year for me in sports. I went to Notre Dame, went to the national title. I was at the... Yeah, go Irish. I was at the Eagles game, the Super Bowl, when they won. And it was not... Yeah, go Birds. Go Birds. Yeah. But I was down there. I'm just going to tell you a story real quick. It's not a good joke. It was halftime of the game, and we looked up. And you could see Donald Trump. He was sitting in the suite, like at the 50-yard line. You couldn't see him, but you could see, like, his silhouette. You know what I mean? He was just... Also, can we stop pretending Donald Trump knows ball? It's like a weird thing where they're like, man, he loves sport. He doesn't know anything about sports. Every time a team comes and visits the White House, he's like, and you must be the guy who catches. It's like, look at these guys, big guys, black guys. And that's just when the New York Liberty visited. They didn't visit. That's just a joke. But it was halftime, and we looked up, and we saw Trump. I was with my buddy, and I was like, we should just sneak up there and try to meet him. And we did. We got into his suite, which turns out it's pretty easy to get access to Donald Trump, which is probably why he keeps getting shot all the time. We just got right in there. But we're in there. He doesn't know who I am, but there's a line of people, and he's just shaking hands with everybody. And I was at the end of the line. But also, I took a picture with him, and I posted it, and people got upset about that. What the hell? He's the president. If Osama bin Laden was in the suite, I would have been like, yeah, you're crazy. All right. But he's shaking hands with everybody. It's very funny. Trump does this thing whenever he meets somebody for the first time, even if he doesn't know him. He gives him like a crazy compliment. It's kind of nice. Like, he got to the guy next to me and he was like, look at you, you're beautiful. And then he got to me and he was like, look at you, you're huge. I was like, thank you, Mr. President. But he shook my hand. He stood next to me. So I'm just, you know, I was at the end of the line, so there's no one else for him to shake hands with. So he's just standing next to me. I got to hear him breathe for like a minute. Just standing next to me, just. And then his daughter, Ivanka, walked over to us, which, by the way, so hot. She walked over, and it was halftime of the Super Bowl. I was hammered. I was like, hello. Your dad just said I was huge. So now it's me, Trump, and Ivanka. They're not talking to me, obviously, but I can overhear what they're saying. And Trump goes, Ivanka, how would you like to meet the president of soccer? And sure enough, the president of FIFA soccer was also in the suite with us. He was getting like nachos. And Donald Trump just looks at him and goes, ew. And the guy put his plate down and walked straight to us. And then Donald Trump didn't even look at him. He just kept talking to his daughter and he goes, this is the president of soccer. And they gave us the World Cup, and they did that because of me. And then he walked out of the room. It was just me and the president of FIFA looking at each other like, that was crazy. That was a dumb thing to say. It was crazy. That was crazy, being in that room. It's crazy to be in this room with so many legends. You guys are awesome. Oscar Robertson, that's awesome. Sugar Ray Leonard's here. Hell yeah. Sugar Ray, you're the man, but what, in 10 years, Jake Paul is going to try to knock you out, so take it easy. There's one thing I want to say before I get out of here, and this is a dumb joke, you guys aren't going to like it, but it was, it's just a Norm Macdonald joke that I loved when he hosted the ESPYs, and I'm going to do it now. Travis Hunter won the Heisman Trophy this year. He's the first defensive player since Charles Woodson to win the Heisman. Congratulations, Travis Hunter, winning the Heisman, that's something they can never take away from you, unless you kill your wife and a waiter. In which case, they can take that away from you.